From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of Spanish pianist Sergei Servent and a track from his 2003 release Free Quartet, out on Fresh Sound Music, also based in Spain. And he's joined by a bassist and two drummers, a rather unusual combination. The bassist, Esteban Hernandez, and the drummers, Daniel Dominguez and Joe Smith. This is Four Colores. Going back to 1967 for American pianist Denny Zeitlin, and a track from his Columbia Records release Zeitgeist. The album is a diverse mix of avant-garde and straight-ahead jazz pieces, all in a trio setting. On that track, he was joined by Joe Halpin on bass and Oliver Johnson on drums. That trio is featured on tracks 1 through 6. The remaining tracks on the album feature Charlie Hayden and Jerry Grinelli on bass and drums, respectively. We heard Dormammu. French pianist Stéphane Oliva before that, and a track from his 2000 release Phantasm, with Bruno Chevillon on bass and the late American drummer Paul Motion. We heard 5 Miles to Wrentham. And we began the set and also the hour with Spanish pianist Sergue Servent and his quartet, which included 2 drummers. From the album Free Quartet, we heard 4 Colores. We'll begin this set with music of guitarist Pat Metheny, and a track from one of his most eclectic albums, in my opinion anyway, his 1992 release Secret Story. The album is a mix of some of his more familiar sounds, smooth contemporary jazz, some acoustic pieces, some pieces which could easily be considered film music, guitar and orchestra, and some pieces with some exotic world rhythms, as demonstrated by the track We'll Hear, which was also inspired in part by classical minimalism, a la Steve Reich. Pat is featured on guitar, keyboards, and even electric sitar. Other musicians contributing to this track include bassist Steve Rodby and Will Lee, and drummers Steve Ferron and Paul Vertigo. Also Mark Ledford on vocals. With the London Orchestra, conducted by Jeremy Lubbock, this is a three-part suite, Finding and Believing. Thank you. We began that set with Pat Metheny, featured not only on guitar and keyboards, but also electric sitar, Finding and Believing from Secret Story. And lastly, music from Oregon, and a track from their self-titled release from 1983, Oregon, their debut album for the ECM label. Of course, their leader, Ralph Towner, had already been recording for ECM as a solo artist for 10 years by this point. That track featured Ralph on 12-string guitar and Prophet 5 synthesizer, also Paul McCandless, oboe and English horn, Glenn Moore, bass, and Colin Walcott, sitar. We heard Ariana. This album would be the penultimate Oregon album to feature Colin Walcott on sitar and percussion. Sadly, Colin was killed in a car accident in 1984 in Germany while the band was on tour promoting their album released that year, Crossings. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, exploring the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about Jazz Progressions by visiting our blog and website. From there, you can view program playlists and also listen to streaming audio of full-length episodes in the series. All of that is available for you at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you'd like the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions Program 1915. We'll turn to some classic fusion from the year 1975 to conclude this hour, and we'll begin with music from the group Shadowfax and a track from their debut LP, Watercourse Way. The album first issued on Passport Records. When Shadowfax was signed to Windham Hill in the 80s, that label reissued the album 10 years later. This album sounds nothing like the new age and world fusion-oriented sound that Shadowfax became known for on Windham Hill. Most of the album is glorious electric jazz rock of the mid-70s. With Greg Stinson, later known as G.E. Stinson, on guitar, sitar, and vocals, so hearing the sitar yet again during this hour. Also, Phil Magini, bass, Chuck Greenberg, reeds, including sax, flute, and lyricon, Doug Maluchnik, piano and keyboards, and Stuart Nevitt, drums and percussion. This is Book of Hours. We began that set with Shadowfax from their debut LP Watercourse Way. We heard Book of Hours. And lastly, also from 1975, the Finnish band Unisono with Nono Söderberg on guitar, Olli Avenlahti keyboards, Peroni Pakunainen reeds, Pekka Pohjola bass, and Reino Laine drums. From their self-titled release, Unisono, we heard another multi-part suite, Yedi and Reku. And that does it for this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.